time for another epic Skype maneuver. In this one, we have the cat who likes to meow. Okay, so we got Fierce Deity.
It's like, well, I was with Case. Should I mute up with him? I'm gonna go take a nap.
And Case.
That guy hasn't seen the pussy come in here.
And Kiri.
Waldy.
And myself, Systemat.
Suffer it. Yeah, yeah, you like suffering it. Suffer, oh yeah. Giggity.
Just like, shut up, cat. Just like before, seriously, fuck off. Just like before, Josie's in this one, but Fid's relaying what he says and all that. So he's in Fid's background, and you don't hear at any point. Just Fid relaying what Josie is saying. And that's it. Nothing's got new, and it's like liquid crack. Enjoy.
Okay, so to recap here.
Well, he just raped a corpse earlier. Do you think he honestly cares what the hell he's at? A squirrel bestiality corpse. And do you think he cares at this point?
Okay, so with that said, I gotta minimize that. Alright, so with that said, to recap so then I can remember everything. Case was at the bar, he got drunk, he flailed around with his sword when a brawl erupted, he cut himself, and then fell off his bar stool, and then he got trampled and his nose is broken. So now he's unconscious, bleeding, and his nose is broken. And Case, did you suffer the 5 damage?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Did you suffer it?
Suffer it. Yeah. Yeah, you like suffering it. Suffer, oh yeah. Giggity. That said, Josie's turn comes around, and now you're going back to the inn because you want to rape Curie.
You have to do like a luck roll.
Now, can somebody tell me how in the hell Josie knows Curie, Josie's character knows Curie is at the inn?
That's why it has to be like a fateful encounter thing, so it would have to be like a luck roll that he goes there and discovers her.
Were we all there anyway?
Because he knows how she is, and considering that's the only place that she would go, considering there's the bar and the inn, and if Kay's went to the bar, she's probably just going to get fed up since she normally tags with him and go and take a nap because she needs to heal her health. It's pretty in character for her. I mean, I even expected it before she said it. I just decided to make fun of her for it because she left 4 Kay's trampled. It's like, well, I was with Kay. Should I meet up with him? I'm going to go take a nap.
Alright, so, okay, now that you've explained it in a way that makes sense, Josie, you've gotten to the end.
Still has to have, like, the chance of odds of finding her route.
Would you shut up for a minute? Last I checked, I thought I was DMing this, but everybody's telling everybody else how shit's going to go, and it's like, why is this going on? I could have swore I'm the DM. What the fuck happened? I mean, I'm doing the dice, and I got the formulas, and I know it's all going on, but everybody else thinks they know. It doesn't look like that. It's like, what the fuck? So that said, Josie's now at the inn, right?
Alright.
Josie, are you going to be asking the innkeeper where Curie slept, or are you going to try and look for the room yourself? What are you doing here, buddy?
He's as opposed to randomly finding it.
There's a chance he could randomly find it, but he could ask the innkeeper and then say he failed.
He said he planned on asking.
Okay, so he gets to the innkeeper and he's at the innkeeper. What does he say?
What do you say? Oh, right.
Invasion of privacy for the innkeeper to tell.
You have pussy come in here?
Do you want me to say that?
You lolzy.
What's her species again? I'm assuming he would
know. Nekomata.
Okay, that thing. Nekomata. He's just a cat, right?
She's essentially a cat girl.
She's essentially a cat girl.
If I say, just ask him if you've seen the pussy come in here.
Okay, Jose inquires to the innkeeper about the room in which the cat lady was staying.
The innkeeper asks, why? Is she a friend?
Yes.
Just a blunt yes. He goes, that's funny. The lady in question never mentioned any friends calling on her while she was going to be staying at this inn.
What is she's very absent-minded like that.
Well, she is a cat girl, so maybe. Josie, roll your. Josie, what's your charisma?
7. 7.
Why does that shit keep turning off on? Oh, the innkeeper is currently unconvinced.
Okay.
So, are you gonna... So, he says, so, are you gonna just rent a room, or what?
He says he continues trying to convince him.
So, what does he say?
What do you say? Oh. Damn it!
He's forgetting that Josie can hear me. God damn.
What?
You keep forgetting that Josie can
hear
me.
Not you! Shut up, Sai. He tells him more about her, details about who she is, and how she acts, and what she looks like, including the trip. and how he knows who she is.
All right, yeah, that's pretty convincing. Well, she's at room 32B. Carry on.
Pick him in. No way.
So Josie goes to the room, right? I mean, Josie. What the fuck's Josie's character's name? Angstro. So Angstro goes to the room, right? And does he knock, or does he just enter the room?
I didn't lock the fucking door. No fucking way.
Curie, you never specified that you locked the door, therefore it's unlocked.
A very valuable lesson for you.
Josie, what's your luck? Oh, fuck this.
Right, so that was me noticing that my connection died and I got dropped, but I got brought back shortly after, but yeah, that's just the explanation. Anyways, let's carry on.
Alright, so carrying on, Josie, you got in there, I mean, goddammit. Angstro enters the room, I mean, opens the door. I need to do a luck roll here.
Angstro enters the room and opens the door, and he needs you to do a luck roll here. And for the record, Josie is actually up and away from his computer, so he needs me to talk to him. I'm not being stupid for a seventh time in the row.
Okay. I guess seventh time's the charm.
He says it gets a seven times the charm. I gotta tell you the dick you got on me.
So what's his luck?
What's your luck? He's opening his notepad file. 18.
Oh,
holy shit, 18.
He says, holy shit, 18. Do you have the sound on? Or? All right. Here, I'll put mine on.
What's the chances of me making up if he tries anything?
God damn it.
You want me to roll it?
Gotta turn. No, I got this. I'm gonna have to turn it on anyways.
Alright.
What's going on?
I'm waiting for the dice thing to pop up so then I can roll the dice. No, this works. Better. Alrighty.
Okay, I thought it wasn't gonna work. You got 18 out of 18.
Okay, so he opened the door silently and he got to her bed silently. And because she's a cat, she's in the fetal position, sleeping in the fetal position.
Oh, most likely.
On top of the bed, rather than with her blankets over her, because once again, it's a cat.
A cat girl.
Hey, you didn't specify, so I went with the naturals. So, fetal position on the bed without the covers on you. Josie, what are you doing first?
He wants to slip into bed with her and seduce her.
But she's not in bed, she's on the bed.
Well, he wants to slip on bed with her and seduce her.
She's asleep.
Well, he's gonna, like,
still.
Well, you know, like, when you wake someone up with kissing and stuff like that, and then, you know...
He's gonna wake her up?
Well, with kissing. He's gonna try to seduce her. He's going to try to charm her.
Oh, he's doing this the old... I thought he was just gonna rape her, but okay.
Yeah, when did Josie get classy?
This is, it's funnier this way.
Because he's a Chaos Knight. That is pretty funny. Josie, you're aware you're still wearing all your armor and, like, you've got your weapon equipped. By weapon, I of course mean your sword. God damn it, that doesn't help.
Would you like to unequip all that stuff? He said, does,
are you unequipped?
He said, does he need to? He's just seducing her. For the time being. And he could, like, after he successfully seduces her, if he does, he can, you know, change.
He can, you know.
Change.
Alright, so Josie's gonna wake her up. With seduction maneuvers?
You were gonna need his charisma stat, right?
Not yet, no.
Okay.
So is that what he's doing? Waking her up with seduction?
Is that what you're doing? He says yes.
So he's essentially waking her up with foreplay. Awesome. So Curie, you're slowly, groggily waking up to his foreplay.
Okay.
How are you responding to that?
Freaking out because there's a guy in my bed that I don't really like.
Okay, so you flip the fuck out essentially. Is Josie doing? Is Josie gonna do one of those shh finger to the lips thing?
Are you?
Just let it.
Jesus, yes. Also, remember how I was able to seduce Kaze against his own will? This is probably like one of those situations. I think that's what he's going for. Like where he.
I assumed as such. Josie, charisma.
7.
Oh, God.
7. 7 out of 7. The gods are with us. With you, at least. Darko. 1d20. 16.
Okay, Curie, what's your willpower?
My willpower is 19.
Yeah, that's not enough. I don't even have to roll. So... A heavy blush enters your face as... Josie, what do you do?
He says, disrobe and have fun.
Just like, you go straight from finger on the lips to disrobe and do the nasty?
Apparently. He already seduced her, so I guess he wins, and he's just going for it. He wants to plant more of the seed.
Yeah, well, there's a shock value there. So he disrobed, the shock value of instant straight to sex, plus she's still got her clothes on, means I gotta roll another willpower there.
She's a cat.
I'm still wearing clothes.
And she's not in heat, so...
He's not what?
She's not in heat, so...
You don't know this.
And who says that I don't...
She was never specified that she was in heat, therefore she's not in heat.
Never specified she wasn't in heat, therefore she is in heat. Same logic.
Her status was normal, you okay. Dumbass. Right.
That's fine, go ahead.
Likely not in heat.
Plus, who's to say I wasn't wearing my armor to bed?
So she's shocked by this, and she's changed from seduced to mildly seduced. Therefore, if you tried to do her right now, it will still be rape. Plus, her clothes are still on.
And armor.
Yeah, and armor.
You may want to.
What do you do?
I'm a cat, and I can see my armor.
Wait, no, it's Curie's turn. Curie, what are you doing?
What armor? She never bought any armor.
Yeah, I did. I bought chainmail.
Oh, never mind. He said it was a weapon she didn't get.
Correct. So that said, Curie, what are you doing? He's naked in your room, and you're still on your bed, and he is still on your bed. What are you doing?
I'm getting off my bed and backing away.
Well, she can't do that. She's partially seduced. She can't just decide...
Yeah, that would be a nervous thing for a girl to do. Like, what are you doing?
But she's seduced.
I was seduced by it, but still...
She's mildly seduced, so she would get off the bed.
Jose says, no. She just wouldn't be as close. She just wouldn't be as close. She would back away a little bit.
It's not a very big bed.
It's Jose, a single bed.
Jose's not on the bed.
He said he got on the bed. He said he slipped onto bed and woke her up.
Right, you're right.
Therefore,
you're right.
Son of a bitch. At least I'm magically not on the bed.
Well, no, he got off to take his clothes off.
He didn't say that. He just said he disrobed. He did that on the bed.
He has a tiny single bed, so she got off and backed away.
Whatever. You don't get to decide that.
It's a single bedroom thing. It's a single bed.
She's not necessarily backing away. She's just kind of distancing herself to get room and survey the situation, as a partially seduced girl would. So Jose can still redeem himself by being sexual. Sensual. Sorry.
Keep in mind, he's completely naked.
I heard that. He could be
okay, so she shut up. She got off the bed, not in any way like that, but she is no longer on the bed. All right. And she backed up a step or two. Wait a minute. Yeah, she backed up two steps. Curie, what's your luck?
Three.
Yeah, I'm thinking three. Yeah, so I'm total. Yeah, I'm thinking of something crazy to do. So,
there's no
man, that shit takes forever.
Poor Mikuru.
I rolled the 1d3 for no reason at all. Oh, wait, no, she got a 3. Okay, since she criticaled on the luck, that means I gotta still roll 20. Okay, so she might actually get out of this. By this, I mean the thing I'm planning. Nope! 5 is still lower than 7. She backed away, she took 2 steps, she tripped and fell out the window.
You're gonna get hurt.
Jerry! You fell out of the window, but you were on the ground floor, so instead you bonked your head... And you are unconscious.
Oh.
Yes.
Josie, what do you do?
Doesn't lose any HP for that?
Well, yeah, she would suffer 5 damage, but still. Josie.
He says he has his way. He pulls her in the window and has his way.
So, he pulls her in the window. Where does he place her?
Where do you place her?
Back on the bed.
The floor.
All right. So when you lean out the window to pick her up, I need your luck. You manage to pick her up without anybody seeing you, because that was what the luck was for. Now I need your strength to make sure you were able to do this feat.
24.
Holy shit!
I'm screwed.
Literally.
She's screwed, and he's like, literally.
Jury, what's your strength?
Oh, shit, 8.
19.
You failed to pick her up. Awesome.
Yes.
So that means you picked her up and then you dropped her again. Kiri suffered 5 damage.
Why are you hurting me, bastard?
He wants to try again.
It's no longer his turn.
Oh.
Right. We're back to Kay's.
No, we're to me. We're to me.
Oh, right. You're the slowest. Fan, you're at the magic shop, right?
Right.
Oh, wait, yeah, you guys bought... So, you went to the pub, didn't you?
Yeah, I want to go to the pub next. That's what I'm doing.
Alright, so you got to the pub, and you open the pub, and Kaze's body is thrown at you. What do you do?
I catch it.
Okay, you catch it. Strength.
21. Fuck yeah, 21.
Kaze, what's your strength?
17.
Here's my strength. I'm going to be embarrassed.
How heavy he is, I guess.
Yeah, wait. Sorry, you never specified. When Kiri fell out the window, was she knocked unconscious?
Yeah, he did.
The first time, yeah.
He said
okay,
that.
Just checking, because she's changing her status thing.
Okay, so you caught Kaze, who's still kind of drunk.
Okay.
I'm unconscious, though.
Well, there's that. He's also bleeding from the nose quite profusely.
If I use my cure spell on him, will he be completely fine?
Your cure spell or the cure potion?
I don't have a cure spell, sorry. My cure potion.
I thought you had cure light wounds as a spell.
Oh, right, I do. Will that cure him completely?
Yeah, broken nose is a light wound. Or you could take him to the clerics. They could do it for a fee.
I have no gold.
Ah.
So I'll just let Kaze pay me back when he wakes up. I will...
You could rob him.
No, I will not do that. I will cure light wounds.
All right, what's your, did I give you the formula for Cure Light Wounds?
You didn't. Yes.
Yeah, you gave us our spell.
1d9 plus 15.
Okay, do that then.
All right. So, 17?
Okay, so 17 is how much health Kaze recovers. Kaze, what's your willpower?
It's 11.
Okay, so Kaze is 11. Fid, what's your willpower?
19.
All right. You roll a die 19, and I'm going to be rolling Kaze's. Man, it lags me when I do that. So, you did not fix his nose.
Oh.
But I still recover 17, right?
Yeah, you still recovered the health. It stopped the bleeding, but it's still broken.
Can I try again, or is my spell gone?
Your spell's gone for the day.
Okay.
You can use one of the potions.
Oh, can I?
It's broken, but no longer bleeding, so I don't see why it matters.
Yeah, we'll fix it tomorrow.
Or you can try and fix it by hand. I mean, it's just a broken nose.
Oh,
you just gotta move it back in place.
Okay, I'll try to fix it by hand.
That's what I heard.
This better made me not unconscious.
Yeah, it's gonna wake you up.
Okay.
So due to that, he's hungover.
What are the surroundings that I'm currently able to see while they'd be just kind of coming to you and hungover?
You're in, like, an alleyway.
And you see me standing over you, smiling.
With the trash cans?
Nice.
Yeah, there's some nearby trash cans.
Yeah, I fucking go to those things and hurl it, like, bark. You know?
Yeah, because I was about to say, in about 10 seconds, you're going to throw up. So nicely done. So you promptly expel your innards into a garbage can.
And do I see anything neat in there?
Yeah, it's too late for that. You already threw up on it.
I don't care. I still pick it out if it's something good.
No, you threw up on it first.
It doesn't matter. It's still, if I see it, I'm going to pick it out with a throw.
You're hung over.
Fine.
Everything's blurry as fuck. You barely made out the trash can.
I still say you should roll.
You did say there were two trash cans, so I would like to check the other trash can.
Well, it's a little late for that due to a certain commotion that happened when Kaze threw up in the trash can. Do you know what that commotion was, Kaze?
Cat, rats, or a game?
I draw my sword in preparation for something bad.
You threw up on a homeless man.
Awesome.
I thought he was a garbage can.
He was living in the garbage can.
His name better be Oscar.
Oscar the homeless garbage can.
Bitch, and I live in a goddamn trash can. It's great. Yeah, so he's Oscar. Since you want him to be. And he's a grouch. He's like, what the fuck? And he stumbles out of the garbage can, but he doesn't, like, get out of the garbage can. The garbage can just tips over, and it knocks him out. So you could, like, roll him down a hill with him still in it if you really want.
I would like to search in the garbage can that doesn't have any vomit in it, because it all landed on him for any treasures.
You search the garbage can, and you find the only thing of use is a half-eaten sandwich.
I put that in my inventory.
Ew.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
You don't know if it's poison.
I'm not gonna eat it. I don't want it.
The fuck for?
Maybe I can attract a monster or something later with it. I don't know.
Fit. Seriously, fit. Fit. Yeah, fuck.
It seems like it should be handy.
Okay, fine. So you store a half-eaten sandwich. Would you like to know the contents of this sandwich?
Yeah.
Egg and cheese.
Oh, God.
So now you smell.
Alright, what the fuck? I put it back in the garbage.
Yeah.
Sure, the garbage, you should still
That's
smell.
Bullshit. You just didn't want me to keep it, so you made it bad.
No, I was going for egg and cheese the entire time.
Alright, well, I checked
and
the other
garbage. And if you had it for another few hours, you would have started to smell, because it would have started to rot.
Okay, I want to check the other garbage can for more stuff, because you said garbage cans, so there's at least one more.
Dude, it was the one the guy was in,
and there was
he's still in it, and you checked the other one.
No, I thought you said it tipped over and he fell out.
No, he fell, but he's still in it.
You said it fell out.
No, he said he was still in it, like you could literally roll him down because he's still fucking in it. It just
All right. Then I help him out of, I help him up and out of the garbage can.
You know he's covered in vomit, right?
I still help him up, just with the pirate, the clean pirate clothing as a glove.
Pretty genius. Alright, so you help him out of the garbage can, and he immediately takes a swing at you.
I dodge.
that's the hope, anyways. What's your agility?
10. Fuck.
So he takes a swing at you, and you get walloped upside the head, and you suffer 4 damage, and... Oh, right, you were prepared, so it wouldn't make you stumble, okay. So, now we're at K's again, who now does what?
Did I ever heal anything from, like, my level up?
You haven't done anything of a resting nature, so...
Okay, I'm just curious. Okay, is my turn over, or can...
Yeah, your turn's done, it's K's, what are you doing?
Okay. So, I'm still hungover, correct?
Correct. So your vision's blurry.
It's still blurry?
It hasn't cleared yet, your vision hasn't cleared yet.
Any at all.
Premium lager.
Okay, but my sense of hearing must be pretty damn well good. I'm probably giving me a headache right now, right?
Correct.
So I hear all this banging and rustling.
And you heard Fid get clocked in the head.
But I don't know which
direction. You also heard him say, damn it.
But I don't know which direction it's in.
Well, you have an idea since you have acute hearing due to the whole wolf thing.
Okay, so let's say I charge in the direction I hear this.
I'm just picturing me standing there, I get hit in the head, it's like, oh, dude, goddammit, and then just K's like, just comes out of the side and tackles
I'm
the guy.
I'm not swinging my arms or anything, I'm just charging in that direction.
He's gonna get vomit all over himself.
Right, so you tripped over the garbage can.
Damage?
You didn't take any damage because you landed on the homeless guy, so you got vomit all over you now?
Where do I put that stuff
in? I don't know, just put in brackets next to your armor that it's vomit on. Like, vomit's on it.
Even though it's not my turn, can I give him something? Since I'm there?
Well, you guys do your shit at relatively the same time. But, Kaze, when you trip forward and you tripped on the garbage can, which caused Haruhiya to laugh and alter your fate, so you tripped sword first, and sword went into homeless guy.
So I'm going to get experience for this, yes?
Sure.
Can I give him the clean pirate's clothing, aside from one part of it that has vomit on it, because I helped him up to clean off his vomit from himself?
Yes, you can. Homeless guy's dead, by the way. You kind of ripped his belly open.
Yeah, so it kind of ends right there because I have no idea. Apparently a bunch of shit got corrupted, but yeah, it ends right there. So apparently killing a homeless guy causes the crash of the century. And I guess that's it for this ESN.